Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Governor Shapiro says he's meeting with leaders from both parties to discuss the state budget and mass transit funding. In the meantime, the fare hikes and regional rail service reductions that were supposed to go into effect this week are on pause because of a court order. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the Wynwood station in Montgomery County.
A sigh of relief, at least for now, as the 20% cut to regional rail is on hold. SEPTA says riders should follow the old schedules that were first implemented in June. As for the rate hike that was planned, rail rider Stephen Barrett says he's been following the SEPTA news here and there, so he thought he would pay more starting today, but found out otherwise at the ticket window.
Yeah, that's right. I was surprised. I thought when I came in today, because I actually had to renew and re-up my monthly pass, it actually remained the same.
SEPTA, though, says some bus riders were overcharged yesterday and paid what was supposed to be the new base fare of $2.90 instead of $2.50. SEPTA says it's fixing the problem in the system and affected riders will get a 40-cent refund. It isn't clear how long this pause on fare hikes and service cuts will last. Another hearing is scheduled for Thursday on the lawsuit that initiated the pause. And the one thing that could provide clarity for SEPTA and its riders is a funding deal out of Harrisburg. Lawmakers from both sides expressed some optimism last week that a deal could be on the horizon. In Wynwood, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's easier for kids to get to school on time today in Philly. SEPTA is restoring service on 9 bus routes and 2 trolley routes that had been cut last week. Overcrowded buses skipped stops and a lot of kids and staff were late for class. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
The restored school service comes from a $135 million advance from the city. The more frequent service should help students make it to school on time, says Angelica Sychowski, a 10th grade teacher at George Washington High in the Northeast.
Our kids start coming in between 7 and 7:30. We definitely saw a decline last week and heard a lot of communication from our students about the lack of buses or routes being available to them.
Megan Panisi, who teaches digital literacy at Juniata Park Academy, says at her school it's the adults who need SEPTA.
Our staff is having more of a problem than our students, I think, because we have the younger students and they're getting there.
Superintendent Tony Watlington said for the first 3 days of the new year, 63% of schools had more latenesses and 54% had an increase in absences compared to last year. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
As parents send their kids off to begin a new school year this week, last week's school shooting in Minnesota is top of mind. KYW's Kristen Johansson spoke with a therapist with some tips on how to overcome the anxiety and fear of what if.
Seeing the horrific events of last week may have parents and students feeling uneasy about returning to the classroom. Matthew Sisnowski, founder of Philotalk Therapy in Philadelphia, says oftentimes community can help us stay grounded.
Social connection creates solidarity and normalizes our reactions to trauma.
He says sharing your feelings with other parents can help combat anxiety and try to avoid catastrophic thinking and tunnel vision on what could happen.
I think that kind of guidance is really at the discretion of the individual. They may want to express their rage or grieve in their own way that may mean lingering in these thoughts or feelings.
Sisnowski also recommends focusing on overall health like diet, exercise, and sleep, and try mindful breathing.
A really simple exercise that we use in therapy for things like panic attacks or just generalized anxiety is box breathing. 4 seconds breathing in, holding for 4 seconds, 4 seconds breathing out.
If you do have feelings of overwhelming anxiety, speaking to a professional is your best option. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Please Touch Museum is turning into a meowzeum. Kids will get a chance to meet Gabby from the Netflix sensation Gabby's Dollhouse. KYW's Sherrod A. Howard got the inside scoop.
It's a celebration of imagination inspired by Gabby's Dollhouse, a DreamWorks animated series surrounding a little girl and her cat friends.
Meowzeum. So Gabby Dollhouse is the number one kids show on Netflix.
The show, centering world travel, adventure, and discovery, captured the hearts of millions of children across the world. And now Gabby's coming to Philadelphia, introducing kids to the magic of museums. Christina Haight with the museum says it's the perfect fit.
At the Please Touch Museum, we learn through creativity, compassion, curiosity.
On September 13th and 14th, kids will be able to ask Gabby a couple questions at a meet and greet before exploring the museum, which will be transformed into a world of adventure.
You'll be able to interact in scavenger hunts, arts and crafts, and also do a dance party with our cast.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.